Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Couple minutes after 4 o'clock here, WEEI Afternoons. Behind the glass is Grimey. And, of course, the legend of J-Von, Jacob Lesner, here in studio today. Danny Ballgame, Big Ted Johnson, Nick Stevens, a.k.a. Fitzy GFY. Happy to have you guys as well. And that is some zesty, zesty perspective from Ken Rosenthal right there. A sweet kid that was soured over the long run by the mishandling and treatment of your Boston Red Sox. So now Ken Rosenthal is saying this is far more on the Sox than it is on Rafael Devers. Ted, how much ownership do you think Devers needs to take of his attitude and the way he handled himself the last couple
years? I put more on Devers than I do the front office. I do. I'm sorry. There's a pecking order. Just because he's been there, you know, for what they made it sound like they raised him since he was 16, and you know we made him into the man he was. Okay, no, he gave him a job, and he had a job to do. I don't think we should criticize the Red Sox for not including Rafi in the decision making to bring Alex Bregman in. Like I don't know. Maybe I'm naive. I see that in basketball. Like if the Lakers want to bring a player in, they probably ask LeBron James first. But I just didn't feel like Rafi was at that status where you need to ask his permission to bring a guy in.
There's
a disconnect with me with that rationale. I understand to some point you alert him, but you don't include him in the decision making, Dan.
No, I feel like that the take that we came in with there from Rosenthal is just complete revisionist history for what happened here. They, up until the Bregman decision, gave this guy everything. He was your starting third baseman, regardless of how bad he was at third base this entire time. He got $300+ million, despite really only earning it with the bat. That's what he was paid for, and that's fine. And you had to keep a Bogarts and a JD Martinez around to be the Devers whisperer because he has been immature this entire time, and you couldn't get through to him unless you had certain guys talking in a certain way and kind of massaging the ego in a way that could get him to do what you wanted. So all of a sudden, for the first time in nearly a decade, you make a decision that maybe he doesn't completely agree with and will put him in a situation that's not advantageous to him, and that's it. I can't do it anymore. How dare you people do this to me? I think that's completely forgetting the near decade buildup to November, December.
The cheap seats, Stan.
Let's just a scenario here. Let's say Ken comes to me next week and says, hey, listen, we're going to hire another producer. Let's say from, I don't know, Albany, New York, let's just say.
Yikes. Who would dare do that?
But Ken said to me, but Stiz, don't worry about it. You are going to continue running the board. That's your job. You are going to run the board.
And I said, feels personal.
Okay, that's awesome.
It's very highly specific.
And then this, you know, imaginary producer, maybe rhymes with, I don't know, Stan. He comes in, and next thing you know, Ken comes to me and says, hey, you know what? I know I told you that he wasn't going to run the board, that's your job. But you know what? This new producer is going to run the board now, and you're going to have to sit back and maybe find something else to do. Would I have a right to feel away?
How much are you paid?
What's your compensation?
Legitimately.
Are you the highest paid person in the building?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I do. That does factor into it. But
right.
Would I have a right to
getting
feel
three
away?
Times mark, getting basically three times market rate for what you do? No.
But that's what the market deemed that he should get.
Only if, now see, in his contract, we don't know the details, and the devil is always in the details. We don't know the details of the contract. All we do know is that Chaim Bloom did tell him that this is your job for the foreseeable future. Now, you can say that, oh, you know, a promise is a promise, and, you know, the word is bond, and that's as good enough as a verbal contract. I happen to disagree personally. And also, I think it was Breslow or Cora who said, that guy's not here anymore. So yeah, now you got to do what we're doing. But also, Ted, my God, I mean, it's as if only you played for a team where dozens of people were asked to move off of their spot that they were paid to play for.
And what happened?
Because the team, I don't know, let's see, it was 2001, yeah, 2003, 2004,
so, yeah,
a 10-year desert, but lots of relevance and competition. Then 14, 16, yeah.
It's guys making sacrifices and accepting smaller roles is why we won.
Correct.
And so that was the you know, the ecosystem that was really Tom Brady was at the key. He was at the top of the ecosystem because he took below value market deals. He was coached hard. He did everything, if not more than the hardest working player on the team. And so everyone fell in line, and that's why the ecosystem worked. If you wanted to create that ecosystem for the Red Sox, Rafi Devers had to, have to have all the money. He would have to sacrifice. He'd have to play whatever position they wanted so that all the guys below him would see that and do the same thing when they were asked, and he didn't. And that's why it ultimately isn't going to work
out. It's called leading by example, Dan.
Right, right.
And I want to ask you this. Do you think right now, if ownership, even though he's a couple years away from a payday that I'm not sure he's even going to get in Boston, but, you know, I'm a big fan of Jarren Duran.
Right.
If they went to him and said, listen, Abreu's coming back. We got an outfield glut. Yoshida's come, blah, blah, blah. Would you play first? Do you think he would?
I ultimately do think he would. And I think to kind of go back to the example that Stiz said about that jackass from Albany, he is
what a jerk.
He is perfectly justified to feel a certain way about it and to go into your circles and complain about that guy who came in and took your spot. But ultimately, you can't allow it to bleed onto the field or bleed into the locker room or a studio in this case. And I feel like that's the nuance between the two that ended up with this situation with Devers, where in a situation like Duran, he very well may, it seems like he's got a pretty big personality. He may feel that way. I don't think at the end of the day it would be something we'd hear about in the locker room or would lead to a trade at the end of the day.
Let's welcome the good people that listen to WEEI and make our radio station a part of their afternoon sports talk program. 617-779-7937. We go Rick down in the 203. Rick in Connecticut. What's up, my man?
How you doing, guys? I just heard that clip from Ken Rosenthal, and he has no idea. He's not here enough. I watch it pretty much every game. I see what's going on. This didn't just happen in the last since they got Bregman. This happened over a couple of years, and I want to cite one thing. Devers hasn't run out of ground ball in 2 years. He shows up to camp overweight. He's done that numerous times. Last 2 years ago, Alex Verdugo, who was a fan favorite, I liked Alex Verdugo, and I think this ruined him. But what happened was, he showed up late, or they said he didn't hustle, and he got suspended. And now they're applying the same rules to everybody. Maybe they didn't realize that at the time. It's something they learned from this. But this is going to be better for the Red Sox. And I'll tell you what, I think Devers, out of character, is going to run a ground ball out in San Francisco for the first time in 2 years. He's going to blow a hamstring, and that'll be poetic justice.
Wow. Yeah, appreciate the call.
That's true. Verdugo got benched for not running out of...
Yes. Do you remember couple years ago, there was a whole thing one night. He didn't run one out, and there was a conversation, a pretty intense conversation between Cora and Verdugo.
Okay.
He got a lot of slack for dogging his first baseline.
Like, watching that, I remember that video. It was wild.
Was it as bad as the...
It was like
the
walking to the ball.
The recent one that Devers had in the last couple weeks ago?
There's a lot of people who are trying to figure out if... against the Yankees, like, he grounded out, the pitcher snagged it before the second baseman could get it, underhanded it to first. Devers took two intense steps towards first
and stopped,
and then absolutely just
candy-walked. No excuse for
up.
That.
No.
And I feel like the Cora looked at him like, are you kidding me? But then in the post-game comments, he had his back. But I don't think in the moment Cora was very happy about that. But that's interesting, yeah.
You always got to put your best effort forward. I can't tell you, Ted, how many texts. We don't have enough time. We'd be here till well past first pitch tonight on the number of text messages we've received from, he always dogs it. He doesn't put in enough effort. He was entitled. Like, I don't think anyone is reading any smear campaign. I don't think anyone is trying to sell their friends or other listeners or fans on the idea like, no, this guy was a bad guy. It's just interesting that now past the initial blast radius of shock that came from, wait, they just swept the Yankees. How could you trade him on Father's Day supper time? To, actually, no, now if you stop and think about it, yeah, he's a really good hitter, but that's it. And they were paying him, and he did not want to be a company man. He was in the business of taking care of and doing right by himself. And I do appreciate that if he's just going to go, no, I'm going to do what I want, other people may just go, you know what? I don't want to turn into a 25 players, 25 cab situation, but I'm just going to protect myself too. That team would go in the tank quicker than I could say we'll be back right after this.
I agree. I agree. I'm fascinated to see. People will probably process this trade differently if the Red Sox go on and just keep winning and keep winning. If they lose, I think they'll look at it through the prism of they lost, but they're losing because of shipping away their superstars all the time.
Yeah, so your next 6 weeks are beyond massive.
Critical.
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't it difficult? I know we play the two things can be true at once game here a lot in sports radio in general, let alone on afternoons, but you have to try to separate Mookie and Xander and Devers, and most especially Mookie from Devers. Like, the Mookie deal, or rather the Mookie trade, and the fact that they weren't able to secure his services long term and fought with him over $50,000 at arbitration or whatever little small sum it was in the grand scheme is unforgivable. That is somebody who would have been a star in Boston forever, a top 10 player in franchise history, and is still one of the five best players in baseball. This situation, I think his behavior necessitated departure and divorce. Back to the phones real quick, Ted, if you don't mind. Dan is down in New York. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, hey, guys. I have two things. One, a very similar trade, in my opinion, to this is something for the basketball world. This year, Luka Doncic to the Lakers. Both of them are fat. Both of them don't condition themselves right. Both of them are always complaining. And they're both very big offensive players, but they don't do anything defensively. And another thing that I'm very upset about is we're talking about the perking Red Sox right now. Why can't they pay $250 million? We said, oh, we have to free up money. We have to, you know, we have to maybe, we now have $250 off the books to pay some other player. But you already have hundreds of millions of dollars from your owner, John Henry. He's apparently, this is supposed to be a really rich team. Who cares if they have $250 million on the books to drop those efforts?
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. I don't really care right now. I don't want to hear conspiracy theories about spending the money on Fenway Sports Group. We mentioned it.
Oh, you're out of the Liverpool thing?
You don't think there's any tie-in?
I think at this point now, there isn't. I think now, it could obviously very curious. We took calls. First call we took yesterday, Dan, was about the Liverpool conspiracy as well. But
I don't think that they got rid of Rafi Devers because they wanted to play a Liverpool player. Like, I think if Rafi Devers was a good teammate, he'd still be on this team and they'd be paying him his salary. I do not agree with the thought that this was a salary dump and a way for them to move money from their portfolio from one guy to another. But do I think there's potentially some links in how they spend overall? I do. I think maybe, but not in this case.
Yeah, I don't like the salary dump itself makes sense as in like, oh, somebody took this bloated salary that we signed in hasty reaction to the owner getting booed at a fan fest a few years ago. They ate that. It's not that they want to be free of the $33 million a year they were paying the guy. I think they'll reallocate that at some point during the season in part and possibly
they better
more so off season.
Boy, I hope you're right.
People are hoping that they do that.
Most definitely. In fact, guys, Craig Breslow spoke to this very same topic this morning with the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, that's not just a stretch. It's just completely untrue in none of the conversations that I have with John, with ownership about our resources is, the financial implications or situations of any of the other teams a topic. The Red Sox are run independently of any of those other organizations, and the timing here was just a matter of lining up on getting the right players back and finding the right situation that represented a trade that we needed to make.
What is wrong with you,
Remo?
I thought we were friends.
My name is
Alex.
Your name is Liar because you're telling lies.
I forgot about that one. All right, I will believe.
Good job,
I will believe that they're. I will couch to they're not directly involved. Do you guys believe Breslow's refutation on the Greg Hill show this morning that there wasn't this other offer that involved them eating money and Henry said no? Because apparently there was some other offer in which the Red Sox had to eat money, but potentially the return was greater. Mm. And a report came out yesterday that deal was nixed because of the fact that the Red Sox would have had to eat money.
Ooh, that's not a good report.
And then Breslow came on the show this morning and said, "Oh, that's not true. We just wanted the best return for this player." I look at the return, and I know we've gotten some bluster about, "Oh, Kyle Harrison was ahead of Roman Anthony in the prospect rankings last year, and the Tibbs kid's going to be." Give me a break.
Please.
Nobody that's MLB
How about somebody
ready
that can play now.
Right. Nobody that's MLB ready. I 100% believe.
Okay,
that
but if that's the case, if they really did have another team that would have given them a better player if they would have eaten some of that contract, doesn't that mean shopping around? Because everybody says that they didn't shop it around, that it was basically the Giants from the get-go. But I feel like there's conflicting reports on that. I mean, were you talking to multiple teams or not? That means you were shopping him around.
Yeah.
But the point is, if that report is true, Dan, people will be not happy with that. That they had a chance to get better players if they just would have taken a percentage of Rafi's contract.
Yeah,
they better hope that no details of that deal comes out.
I was just gonna say whatever NDA you need to get somebody to sign or whatever hush money you need to send or cases of Rafi's favorite Camus wine to somebody. Like, I know we took the call, but if you just don't mind, I mean, it's already gotten out. I've seen there's some random account called like Striper's Report or something. It's this. Somebody, you know, there's all these pseudo insiders with the Patriots who say, like, I got a guy. And sometimes, more often than not, what they end up leaking out on socials is true. Some guy's leaking out that there was a conversation between the Red Sox and the Braves, thoroughly unconfirmed. I'm making sure that I do not chum the waters with something that I can confirm, but that it was Marcell Ozuna, Sean Murphy, and a couple of prospects as well. Like, and that at the last second, the Braves decided to pull the plug on that one.
Interesting.
What if you got a bucket of players back, including some that you recognize? Would you feel more comfortable now, Ted?
What do you mean? I'm comfortable with the deal already. Ideally, I would have loved for them to have gotten better players.
Okay.
And I could care less if they're still spending, you know, whatever percentage on Rafi's contract. If it would have gotten them better players, that's what the direction I would have wanted them to go.
So do you guys think this was about the money or not? Like Curtis said to
the
Wiggy,
attitude.
Curtis said to Wiggy yesterday, I believe. Trust me, if Devers was getting paid less than what he was, he'd still be here.
Mm.
Attitude or not, do you believe that?
I don't.
I think I do.
Really?
Absolutely.
413 texter. Funny how Fan Fest in Springfield was canceled after the year John Henry got booed, which then precipitated
usually,
the Devers contract.
It usually works the other way around, doesn't it? I mean, if you're a player that's that, you know, good, you know, was he worth the money? Do we think Rafi was worth the money?
No,
or was...
never. No.
Yeah, but they didn't want to pay it to begin with.
They'll pay somebody.
They were strong-armed into paying
it. Guys, they just paid Crochet $170 million. They gave Bregman a deal that could be 3 years for $120 million. It's not like the Red Sox go out expecting to be able to decorate their home looking Williams Sonoma, but they only shop at five below.
Yeah, I hear you. I just think it was just a side benefit, the fact that they freed up so much money. I think the main issues were his attitude and the impact he had on the younger guys. That to me was more that rates higher is importance than the contract.
I should have said Creighton Barrel, not William Sonoma. That's a cooking
show. They're also very, very strategic after, let's say, the Story and Yoshida contracts, both of which have had plenty of warts. Yeah. They are very strategic in the money that they mm-hmm. spend at this point. And those contracts you talked about, great investments. They were a breath of fresh air because they were the first investments we had gotten in players in years.
I blame Rusney Castillo and Dice K.
Absolutely, and both of those add on to the list of why I think they were a bit more tight-fisted with it. I would wonder if you get to that meeting with John Henry in Kansas City, and it's a come to Jesus meeting of, listen, we need you to start to make better of this contract because we invested in you. You're a leader on this team, blah, blah, blah. And he did not respond in kind. Maybe that was your inflection point.
That's
that was John
yeah.
Henry going.
That was it. That
I am not.
I think
letting,
it was decided May 9th. This guy has got to go.
I am not letting my investment and my money be treated like this. We need him gone, and you need this money gone with
Reset
it.
Reset the clock. This guy has got to go. And 5 weeks later, here's the best deal we got, boss. Pull the trigger.
Yep.
All right, the lines are jammed. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to all of your calls. More perspective on the Rafael Devers deal. You are less than 1 hour away from hearing from the man himself, who very well may have known about this all along and also has to set the lineup card each and every night with the 25 guys they still have on the Sox. That would be manager Alex Cora. But first, let's not go anywhere without giving you the latest in trending sports news, Curtis.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See, of Dan Ball. More games than we otherwise would have. Greg Breslow, who told us and helped us create our number for the Boston Red Sox, being, of course, 92 wins on the season, says now, at the end of the year, thanks to this Rafael Devers deal, Ted, the team may win more games than if they actually kept
him. That's like a nerd statement. Talking smack right there. Just, I mean, you got to... You got to read between the lines a little bit, but that's his nerdy way of just kind of putting a slap down on Rafi Devers. So, you know, the hope is that he's right, that addition by subtraction, we will see. But I do think I always laugh when people make the argument that baseball, that continuity and being cohesive isn't important. It's just that one player, that there's teams that have won, they hate each other. That might have been true in the past in some instances, but I just feel like really to create a team that's going to go on a long run, everyone's got to be friendly and supportive and kind of have each other's backs for that to happen.
Yeah, and Dan, I want to just point to a semi-recent example of somebody being a malcontent who was shipped out of town.
Yeah.
For a return that at first didn't seem great but contributed initially. And that was back in 2008 when Manny shoved the traveling secretary down and wanted a new deal and he wasn't going to get it, so out he went. At least the Red Sox didn't get, Ryan Henderson or whoever the hell, Jordan Hicks, whatever. Like, they got Jason Bay back in return. So they got somebody with many years of high level of experience.
Pitch almost 40 home runs that year.
Yeah, and also they got to Game 7 in a nail-biter against the Rays. David Price just came out and pitched one of the best relief appearances a lefty's ever thrown since Randy Johnson had done so for the 1995 Mariners against the Yankees. Like, it was an epic performance. But they got something back. If there was a Jason Bay kind of player that came back this year in return for Devers, probably be a lot less crowing now, don't you agree?
Yes. I already think that we're seeing over 50% of the fan base that has already come to terms with this deal and is fine with the, more or less fine with the fact that they made the choice to get rid of him. But I think you would have seen even more of a unilateral, all right, that's fine, if that original return on Sunday when everybody kind of had to deal with the shock value was a little bit greater in that regard.
I have some examples.
Please.
And this is, tell me what you think. Bledsoe and Brady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bledsoe goes to the Buffalo Bills. Brady comes in. You saw what happened. The Seattle Seahawks let go of Percy Harvin, and the Seattle offense got better and almost repeated as Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
Denver Nuggets traded Carmelo Anthony to the New York Knicks. The outcome of that was Denver became deeper and more team-oriented with players like Gallinari and Wilson Chandler. The Raptors trading DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
So what happened
out,
there.
That worked out pretty well.
So Milwaukee Brewers trading Zach Greinke. The 49ers letting go of DeForest Buckner. What happened? Buckner was a Pro Bowl defensive lineman, but the 49ers traded him for cap flicks. They used a draft pick to and they instantly got better. So there's examples of it working out when you trade a star player that you get better for it.
The Ewing theory. Sometimes it actually factors in. Yes, Dan.
Great example from the text line, too. Feels very similar for you puckheads to the Tyler Seguin trade. Very talented player, but a bit of a reported head case. Enjoyed his partying around the Boston area. Traded for an underwhelming return with the hopes that you'd be able to kind of recreate him in the aggregate. I think a lot of people would argue that you didn't do that, but it does kind of have that similar feel of star player with his warts for players that probably don't add up to the same value.
Did Rafael Devers allegedly fiddle around with one of his teammates' wives?
No. Or I don't know.
That was a Tyler thing, huh?
I didn't know that.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, room
it wouldn't be
example.
The first time.
Room service, did you order the pizza with extra sausage? Oh, Mr. Sagan. 617-779-7937. Paulie and Dedham, how are you, guy?
What's happening, guys? You got me?
Yes, sir. What's going on? Let me hear from this guy. Go ahead, yeah.
Tricky Nick.
Yes.
Paul Tricky Bridge. Nick. And the single greatest inside linebacker in New England Patriots history, my man said, not today, Jerome.
Not today.
Johnson.
I love it, Paulie.
That's right, Paulie.
Sorry.
Tip of the cap to you.
What's good? Wait, what happened to the call?
You just let Paulie go?
No.
After he gave us those introductions?
No, wait a second.
No,
Stiz.
That was my fault. I apologize.
Oops.
Hey, Paulie, call back. You waited long enough and you paid. You threw wreaths at our steps. Yeah, I got
Stiz
you.
Stiz didn't get a shout
my
out.
My bad.
It wasn't, and the best rapper the Boston
right.
area
that's
has
right.
ever
and
seen.
The best amateur Paulie rapper Flick. Slash horror, yeah. horror movie victim. Paulie, call back if you get a chance. Okay, let's carry on. Justin is in Washington, D.C. Justin, how are you? Justin, what's up, buddy? Having some phone issues in here. The buttons ain't clicking. Can you bring that up? He's on line four, Stiz.
Yeah, no, he's up. Try him.
Justin, how are you, guy? All right, Justin, you call back when you get a chance. See, bad mojo, you dump out on Paulie by accident. Brandon in Boston, what's up, guy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Yes,
so
sir.
I just want to say it's on management and the player. Have you ever heard of the saying called be a good soldier?
Certainly have.
So Rafi was a good soldier. You know, when he lost his position to Alex B and they told him to DH, what did he do? He didn't. There's three values I'll just give you three values of being a good soldier. That's discipline, loyalty, and readiness. So he was disciplined to, you know, hold his emotions in and go play DH, and his loyalty for the team to do and his readiness to play that position. And then when Alex, when Tristan C went down, you told Rafi, go play first baseman. So that's being a bad general. So because you put your player in that worst position, because when you play first base, you have to have some type of athleticism to you. You know, you're jumping up, you're making ground ball plays, mm-hmm. you know, pop ups and everything. He wasn't in the best shape to play first base. And
but
he put him
Brandon,
in the worst
don't
position.
You think now, Brandon? And, don't you think though? I appreciate the call, but Brandon, just stop and think about this for a second. I understand the idea that he did what you asked of him, and it's not his responsibility that you offered him X amount of money, although I do remember the stories before the $313 million deal, that Rafi was not going to take a hometown discount. He knew his worth. He wanted full freight, yep, and then some. If we're going to go down the military analogy road here, like, aren't you supposed to just do what it, like, the bad general, bad leadership? Well, tough. You know what? Sometimes when you're in the theater, as they say, Dan, the circumstances will change, and then you have to be able to read and adapt. That is the key to survivability. And Rafael Devers decided, I know the driver got shot. That's fine. You guys told me that I won't be driving on this trip, so I'll just sit in the back.
Go ahead. Go, Dan.
Just as long as you're mature enough to recognize that you're doing on behalf of the greater good, then you should be able to handle that regardless of who your GM is and if mm-hmm. you agree or not, or who your manager is. But I don't think he was physically capable of that.
I agree. And part of me, the answer to me, the one opinion that I wanted when it came to the Rafi Devers situation was other players' opinions. Guys that used to play the game, that now do mm-hmm. broadcasting, and all of them said they would do whatever the team asked them. I mean, very rarely did I hear someone who was a player criticize the way the Red Sox handled it. Most players are saying, teams ask you to do that all the time. What's the big deal? And so if the players that are playing the game are saying that, Lou Maloney says that first base isn't that hard. You know, Brandon made it sound like playing first base is like going from a position, you know, to, like to being a pitcher
relief.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So players say that it is not that hard of a position, and players that played the game say that really he should have moved because that was the best thing for the team. I mean, David Ortiz, hell, said it. So those are the opinions I care about. And so when they say that, it makes me feel like Rafi was more at fault here than the team.
Yeah, 401 texter, I'm with you. Sports and war, not exactly my favorite way to try to draw two things together. Not a great parallel. Oh, hey, look, speaking of which, Paulie's back. Paulie! Stiz, the problem, sorry, the button is sticking in here. Thank you, buddy. Paulie, okay, sorry about that, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, it's okay. Spiz just got so excited to hear my voice, he meant to hit the bar and then he hit the office.
A lot of people refer to you as sports radio's version of the little blue pill. Yes, indeed.
I love it. Anyway, I think Ken Rosenthal is just a little upset. He's a New York guy, I do believe that, because we slapped the Duggins out of the Yankees the last couple of weekends and got ourselves back on the right track. What I like to know is, what was the coup de grace? What was the final straw? And I think what it was that, you know, of course, you know, he seems to be a bad influence on the younger rookies. They got the two top prospects in Major League Baseball up now, and then he's teaching them all the wrong things. But I don't think they were really paying much attention to it. They figured it would all iron out at some point. But I do believe, I suspect, and I'm theorizing, that when Bregman went out, they told him, okay, now, get over to third. All right, and shore up your defense. Let's go. A lot of ground balls every day, field, and get – play adequately. And then, but without telling them, what they had in the long term idea was to move Bregman over to second base and send Campbell down when Bregman came back. And he said no. And they said, oh, really? Well, it's time to hand you the proverbial salami and provolone to go, Rafael.
Great call. Great call, Paul. Glad you called back. You know, now you're going to start speaking Cipino. I hope you like sourdough, big guy, because, you know, and look, good luck in San Francisco. Not this weekend, not anytime you face the Red Sox as well. He'll probably mash out at AT&T Park, Ted. They'll love him because they've been dying for an extra power hitter like that. Good for them. But sometimes you just reach that point where you got
to we all know where it was. And I'm trying to think. Alex Bregman got hurt on May 23rd. When was that Kansas City series? When
May 9th. Exactly 2 weeks prior.
So, to me, the nail in the coffin was when Rafi went off on Breslow in the locker room.
Yeah.
There were players that were, they said, reportedly walking around the locker room, like, looking at him with a side eye. That was it. He was put on blast right there in notice, and he did not respond to what the owner asked him to do. And so it sealed his fate. But that's, to me, where it really kind of sped up. The trade thoughts and getting rid of him was when that happened.
Maybe it's as simple as you have that meeting, you get to a point where, all right, we're at a point of no return. We're going to need to trade him. Let's see how this goes towards the trade deadline. Yep. Oh, Bregman's hurt, and now he won't go to third. We need to trade him right now. Yep. Bring the kids up. It's time to wash our hands of this. And that both of those may have sped this up exponentially.
When we return, we're just going to take a quick basketball break, a palate refresher, if you will. We're going to talk NBA Finals and NHL Finals because we could crown a returning Stanley Cup champion tonight. We could be just over 24 hours away from a brand new NBA champion as well. Ted has some thoughts and promises to bring the thunder when we return to W.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
PEI Afternoons. How about this, boys? Fun little nugget from my pal Tony, who's listening right now to 93.7 FM New England Sports Original, WEEI on the Odyssey app. Said, not sure if you knew this. Fun little factoid. Mark Daigneault, coach of your Oklahoma City Thunder, is from Leominster. Happens to be my pal Tony's hometown. Yeah. He said everyone in the entire region, there's a sneaky big pocket of Oklahoma City fans.
Great story.
here in the Go F Yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't breaking news, but it was nice for him to text in.
No. You know what I mean? It was a feel good segue right back into talking NBA Finals. Because you know what? Otherwise, Ted, considering the ratings and the matchup, Oklahoma City, Indiana, not huge markets, not the most compelling finals. Good if you love NBA basketball.
Yeah, good quality, you know, high paced, exciting basketball. If you love that, you'll. But if you got to just see a star, see a star, I guess. Man,
there's a bunch of stars on both teams, but they're not Durant, LeBron, Tatum, Brunson, Giannis,
superstars. They're stars, maybe not superstars.
That's a good way to qualify. Yeah. Exactly. But I feel like regionally, you know, tying it back to Leominster, at least there's something interesting for some people around here, because by and large, I think the ratings have not been great. There is not a lot of regional, local, or even national interest at this point. And what's funny, Dan, is that tomorrow night you may crown a new NBA champion in the Thunder if they finish the job that seems to be going their way. And you may see a new dynasty be birthed, and yet a lot of people just go, Like, it's just, I feel like it's going to get shrugged off.
I think that's probably fair, because it just doesn't have that. It doesn't have the star value. It's not sexy, for lack of a better term. You're not going to get the Stephen A's of the world that are getting all worked up about OKC. They're going to turn around first day of the offseason and go, well, what are the Celtics going to do? Are the Celtics in on Kevin Durant? Who's the Knicks coach? They're going to turn right around and return that focus back, which is a shame, because I feel like it slights Ted the great talent that we're seeing, but the machine is going to turn its attention right back to the other bigger markets. And I think Boston fans are squarely in that group of people that are much more focused on their team right now than what's going on in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I feel like a lot of the discourse narrative with these two teams is just fuel, just pumping them up.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because they're young and they're hungry and they're being told that no one's interested and no one's watching. And so you're just kind of, I think that is kind of what is fueling these two teams. But I just think it's really good quality basketball. They both teams are playing. Let's face it. The Pacers weren't the best defensive team, at least in the last few years. They're playing as good a defense as you'll ever see them play, but you see elite defense. I mean, you're looking at a Thunder team that had records offensively this year and defensively. So it is one of the more complete teams that you'll find, and I think they have unique players. I do. I just think Chet Holmgren is fascinating. I think SGA is fascinating, and I think his style of play I love, because – He's not just I'm going to just sit around the three-point line and shoot. Mm-mm. He's I'm going to get mine when I can. I'm going to turn the corner. I'm going to get fouled. Oh, you know what? I'm not always going to go to the hoop. I'm going to pull up and do a jump shot. A jump shot. You never see anybody do pull-up jump shots
anymore.
I thought
you're not allowed to do that anymore.
It feels like it's been banned. But so there's, to me, it's a shame that people aren't into this series, because, I just like the effort I'm seeing in the quality of play. I think is top notch. I do, and these are two of the youngest teams in the NBA, which is counter to what is typically going on in finals. It's usually the older, mature teams that reach this pinnacle.
Steph and Durant, or like the Celtics. Yep. Were obviously the baby Celtics, took a long time to finally get there, then had to go back up a couple of years later up the side of the mountain. No, the Thunder, great team ball, great ball movement, passing so fast, so fluid, so well coached by the local hero. And the way they play defense, they just close in on you so quickly as well. Like, you can't go anywhere in the lane. You can't go anywhere in the court without getting harassed. And that's key to playing winning basketball. Like, the Thunder should be studied, not the Celtics for foisting 63-pointers in a losing effort in a game they had no business losing. They absolutely should be studied for the way they're playing ball. And also, Rick Carlisle is getting the absolute most he can out of this Pacers team.
Without
a
doubt.
That's a hell of a good coach. He's a hell of a coach, even now with an injured Tyrese Halliburton.
It's he shocked he didn't shock, but his team shocked the world with the Mavericks in 2011, 2010, 2011, when they with Dirk.
Great win.
The guy can coach his ass off. I love the way he coaches. You can see he's a good coach, and it's a well coached team. So I think there's so many things to glean from this finals when it comes to quality of basketball, stylistically, coaching, all those things are to me, jump out when you watch the series.
And we heard earlier our resident puckhead, Dan Ball, is not openly rooting for Brad Marchand, but is, well, you won't lose any sleep over him. In fact,
I'll be happy for him.
You'll be happy for him. Put it that way.
As the article detailing the issues between Rich Keefe and Brad Marchand go up on our Twitch stream right now. this is nothing against Rich. I'm honestly kind of I don't know if this is the wrong way to approach this in my mind. It's subjective on this, that I'm kind of separating. I'm separating the Bruins end with the current state. I'm looking at the Brad Marchand existence as a Bruin, as a leader, as a champion, as a whole, versus what kind of happened at the end of this. So it's no disrespect to our guy, Keefe. Love his work and believe the work that he does, more importantly. But I think Brad did a lot of good for hockey in Boston, in the New England area, and I hope he's rewarded for it.
No disputing that, but I will point out, Brad Marchand, since he went to Florida and got healthy, playing his ass off. David Pastrnak, once Marchand left town, played his best hockey of the season as well. So, not saying, but also just saying. Thank you for everyone, by the way, for participating in the chat on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. KGabriel317, we're going to be stuck with Missoula ball for the foreseeable future.
I don't think they can sustain this high success if they continue to play Missoula ball with the idea that you're going to be missing some of the pieces that we all expect to miss. I think they're going to have to change their philosophy.
Let's grab a quick call in the NBA if we can. Miss Elizabeth is all the way down the street in New Inn. How are you, Elizabeth?
Hey, I'm awesome. I just want to touch on the NHL, and then I will touch on the NBA. NHL, it's kind of nice to see a repeat, whether Brad's there or not. You know, go for it. But in the NBA, I don't know if you guys are watching this game. Any of you guys watching the finals?
Yeah, yes, we are.
Because the refs are handing it. SGA, man, that dude can travel. Yeah, separate. But he's separating by pushing off with his left arm, putting his right shoulder down. I don't know. To me, basketball, that's called a foul. Okay, but no. No. So if you want to talk about the other player on the court, it's the refs. In quarter one and quarter four, game four, they completely handed it to OKC. All the turnovers last night by...
I'm going to have to let you go. It wasn't for the quality of the call. It was just for the fact that it sounded like you were juggling something from Cumbie's or maybe a bag full of something or other. But
phone was rolling around.
The passion. She was getting all worked up. I love it.
Elizabeth doesn't watch the NBA on a regular basis because everybody travels in the NBA. Yeah.
Everybody travels.
She was describing basketball. That's kind of what I heard.
Wait, hold on. Preferential superstar treatment in the NBA in this economy?
You don't say.
Who would have ever heard?
Extending a series?
No.
Through certain calls. Come on.
She's probably secretly related to Scott Foster. 617-779-7937. That's your telephone number. That is your text line. And this is the only place in town within 20 minutes' time to hear Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox. He'll be talking exclusively right here with WEEI Afternoons. Don't you go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.